Many New England voyages to the South Seas followed the prevailing westerly winds and the Gulf Stream eastward across the Atlantic before turning south. The Azores, a collection of volcanic islands, are located almost exactly at the point where the winds veer southwest, where the Canary Current flows south. Whalers often first discerned the nearly 8,000-foot-high peak of Picu Island, one of the volcanic islands of the Azores, as they approached from the west. It is extraordinary how accurate and detailed these scenes are, as there is no evidence that either Benjamin Russell or Caleb Purrington ever visited the Azores. Nonetheless, they have specifically drawn the little port of La Giche de Picou, complete with the stone walls of the vineyards, cattle carts, and small craft preparing to lighter supplies out to the ship. The village of Madalena and its treacherous rocks offshore is shown, along with the boats ferrying people between the islands. Here, the New Bedford whale ship Charles W. Morgan, on her 1845 voyage, flying the house flags of both Charles W. Morgan and William G. E. Pope, is shown sailing down the Canal de Fayo between Pico and Fayal after visiting São Miguel. Jonathan Bourne's ship Marengo and Frederick Parker's ship John are anchored along with several other vessels in the harbor at Orta, while an unidentified British merchantman sails out to sea. The port of Orta is the most carefully drawn of all. The voyage continues past the old fort São Sebastião, guarding the entrance to Porto Pim on the way out to sea from Fayal. In this scene, a whale ship is shown hove to for sperm whales. One whale boat approaches a large sperm whale head-to-head, while another waits its chance to get fast off the island of São Miguel.